Here we are. This is Real World Radio on air. www.realworldradio.fm.
Interview with Eduardo Díaz, Fensuagro, Villa Campesina, analysis of the electoral outcome in Colombia. The election of pro-Uribe Iván Duque as new Colombian president was analyzed by the leader of Villa Campesina Colombia, Eduardo Díaz, in an interview with Real World Radio. The candidate of Centro Democrático obtained 54% of votes against former Bogotá mayor Gustavo Petro, who promoted a wide range of social and political alternatives against the continuity of the right wing in office. Eduardo Díaz of Fensuagro, who was interviewed less than 24 hours after the outcome was known, expressed satisfaction even though the goal to win the presidency in the second ballot was not achieved. But the silver lining is that we had a historical number of voters, more than 8 million. This will be the basis for future electoral contests, such as the anti-corruption consultation scheduled for October, he said. The peasant leader also said that the defense of Colombian peasant and indigenous territories, as well as moors and rivers, will continue opposing any kind of reform that means a setback for the interests of peasants and rural workers. Another of the lines of action, he said, will be the constant pressure to force compliance with the Havana Peace Agreement signed between the Colombian state and the Revolutionary Armed Forces, and the scope of new agreements with the insurgent forces of the National Liberation Army. President-elect Iván Duque has stated that he wasn't going to destroy the peace agreements and that he will respect them, said Díaz in the interview. In particular, Díaz made reference to the future relationship between Colombia and Venezuela led by Duque. We need our government to understand that we can't continue with this polarization. We seek respect among the people and an end to the murder of social leaders. The Agrarian Popular Summit is willing to make this happen and for the votes for Petro to represent the basis of a convergence that in the future is able to achieve the changes that Colombia needs.
Real World Radio, broadcasting free words, building popular communications by FOI.